Welcome to the Fitness and Lifestyle Podcast. I'm your host, Dan Kennedy, and you tune in today because you're sick of trying every fad diet under the sun and training yourself into the ground without seeing any results. That's why I'm here, to share the most effective ways to eat and train for sustainable and real results. What's up, legends? Welcome back to this week's episode of the Fitness and Lifestyle Podcast. Today, I've got two lovely guests with me, Laura Henshaw and Steph Claire Smith. Welcome back to the show, girls. Second episode.
What's up, legends?
What a privilege for you girls, not for me.
We never get to see you. This is new for us.
Dan just took us through 4 hours of workout filming.
So energy levels are right up.
My glutes are going to fall off.
Well, Steph just started having coffee again, so surely you'd be right.
Yeah, because of you, Dan.
Because of me. Good influence.
Because I knew what was ahead of me in the workout, so I decided this is the time I'm finally having a coffee.
Did it work?
Yeah.
Fantastic. So we've actually done an episode in the past, which was a good one. We got a heap of good feedback on it, so thanks for coming back on the show. Had a heap of people asking me recently to do this episode today. So what we're going to do, guys, is actually talk about the Keep It Cleaner program and give you, I guess, an in-detail rundown of what the program is about, who it's best for, future things coming up as well, hopefully, we can talk about. And by the end of today's episode, you'll know exactly what it is about if you don't already. So, girls, I think we might start off the episode by just kind of going over, firstly, what was the actual motivation to start the program and where did it start?
So we both created an ebook about 5 years ago, or 5 years ago, called Keep It Clean, and it was just packed full of healthy recipes made up by yours truly, and it went really well. It was just a passion project for us at the time. We didn't expect it to go as well as it did, and I think from there, that was when we made like more of a blog kind of thing, which we could put workouts on and recipes, and that was a subscription-based blog as well, so if you were subscribed you got to have access to all the content. And then I think it was once we got started with that, we both realized how passionate we were about that kind of direction in the health and fitness industry and everything, and we just wanted to be able to do more and be even in more contact with our girls, and we were building up quite a gorgeous community. So the program was just such a great fit, I think, to expand that.
Definitely. And I think people always ask us as well before we hit the program, what programs or fitness kind of programs do you recommend? Should they follow? And because we were so lucky to have such a big community, it was such a big responsibility for us that if we were going to recommend something, that we knew everything about it and we knew it was the right thing. And I suppose we didn't want to recommend anything unless we went and did it ourselves and knew that it was kind of, we have, you know, we've got you as a PT, dietitian and nutritionist. It's not about weight loss. It's just about, you know, having fun and getting healthy. And so we wanted to make sure that if we were going to be recommending something, that it was the right thing.
So
we started the program.
And we just saw that there is so much out there and there's so many different programs, and there's something for everyone out there for sure. And that's, I think, one of the most important things about the industry is there isn't just one program that works for absolutely everybody. But we wanted to bring something out a little bit different. As Laura said, it's not a weight loss program. It's like a lifestyle program, and it is mainly targeted at young girls, but we have women of all ages doing it. And it's really just a feel-good program. We developed it to try and make people feel good in their own skin, to actually want to exercise and to enjoy exercise, not to feel like it was a punishment, and to actually enjoy the healthy food and not feel like they were eating like tasteless.
Definitely.
Things.
We wanted to be there. That's why we're so tired right now, because we do the whole workout with Dan. Dan talks through it.
I do most of the hard work and stand there while you guys. I must say, it's pretty nuts. Like today we've literally filmed, well, the last 2 days you've both done 20 workouts. Which is pretty crazy.
It's
and like the girls just said, like we do the full workouts, so then you can follow along or you can just go off the kind of rundown of the session. But you both already touched on it already, and I think the biggest difference in your program compared to, well, really any of the others that I've come across anyway, and one of the best things about the Keep It Cleaner program is the community. And you guys are like really involved with people in the program. It's not like you just put the content out and then everyone's just dealing with your stuff. Like you're actually amongst it, putting out challenges, getting back to comments and all that stuff. And I think that's probably what separates. What do you actually think is your point of difference compared to other programs? Do you reckon that's it?
I mean, our community is definitely a massive part of it. And then also the fact that we don't focus on weight loss or measurements or anything like that. A lot of the girls have said to us, like, probably most of our feedback has been that they've done other programs where they've felt too much of the pressure on their physical appearance.
Yeah.
And at some point they get too upset with it and kind of give up. Whereas because we're trying to motivate them to exercise and to eat well, to feel good, and then, you know, physical change will come.
Will come, yeah.
That they're enjoying it more and they're able to fit into their lifestyle, that, you know, they're not feeling bad if they go out for a drink with the girls or they're having a pizza one night with a boyfriend. Mm. They're not made to feel guilty. It's not a challenge. It's just something that they can live by for the rest of their life if they want to.
Yeah, it's cool. And I think it's pretty similar, like my approach with my clients as well. Mm. It sounds the same. Like if, for example, Keep It Cleaner was a weight loss program, I think you would find that a lot of people would sign up, and then once you reach a point where they feel like they've lost the weight or whatever, in their mind, it's over. Yeah, like there's a start and finish. Whereas I feel as though with the program now, there's no start and finish. It's like just becomes part of their lifestyle, which is awesome.
Yeah, just building habits. And I think the other thing that we really try to do is we're on the same level as everyone. We're in the community.
Mm.
We do the workouts. We die, not really die. We get really tired during the workouts, and we're there with them as their friends. And then in the community, what I love so much is that it's not just about doing exercise and eating. Like people talk about relationships and career and things like that in the community, which is great because it all makes up health. I don't think
there's so much more to it than eating.
That's
and
right,
training.
Definitely. Yeah. And it's about, you know, respecting yourself and building up your confidence, which translates into other parts of your life. So it's really cool that the community is kind of really well rounded as well.
So for someone that is listening and has no idea like what the program actually includes, what does it include? So if I sign up now, or if someone listening signs up now, what are they going to get?
Okay, so the main part of it would be our planner, which has got your rundown of your exercises for the week. Those exercises, we've got many different styles. We've got boxing, running, HIIT, strength, Pilates, and yoga. There is a workout every single day, but we definitely recommend to all the girls, you know, if you're used to working out 3 days a week, stick to that, maybe make it 4 or 5, but
so it's pretty flexible in terms of what they can do.
We give them like a workout every day and we give them a lot of choice so that there is that choice. But we definitely wouldn't recommend doing every single one of them. But yeah, I suppose, I mean, you can talk about having all the different exercises and I suppose what HIIT means and what, you know, it all entails. But for us, it was about having a lot of different stuff in there so the girls could figure out for themselves what they really enjoyed and how they enjoyed moving their body. We personally like to mix it up in our routine. Mm-hmm. I mean, Laura does love running, so she keeps that pretty consistent. But, you know, she'll mix it up with a bit of strength or a bit of HIIT every now and again. And then I like boxing. And so we wanted to have, like, a bit of a mixture of everything because we realized we want girls to enjoy exercising. If it was all one style that they're kind of forced into, they might not necessarily stick to it.
Mm.
And the running program has 3 levels too, which I think is really cool. The running programs are 12 weeks and we have 3 running sessions a week and they're all different. So it's good to mix up your runs. I know you did your running challenge, Dan, and you can't just do long distance every single day.
Exactly.
So there's 3 different sessions available to keep it fun. And then when you go on every day, you have your workout and then your meal plan for the day. So your breakfast, lunch, dinner, we have a dietitian who approves and checks all of those recipes. But there's also a big database of recipes where you can swap. So if you don't like the dinner that's on today, that's awesome. That's fine. You just swap it out. And we've got a vegetarian, a pescatarian, and then a normal meal plan option.
Yeah, and basically if you want to go buy the meal plan, that's where you swap it out and everything. And what that then connects to is a shopping list. So people can then shop for the week and tick off all the ingredients that they want for those recipes. If you just want to use it by a recipe, like people might not actually follow the full meal plan strictly, then we've got a really great filtering search option with our recipes where you can go through all of our snacks and desserts and breakfast, lunch and dinner options. And then on the app, we've got added features to the app other than the website. We've got a run tracker, which is really cool. Much like other run trackers, it tracks your speed and your kilometers and all that sort of stuff, which is great. And it has us in your ear every kilometer, motivating you to keep going. And if you ever pause it and play it again, we'll be back in your ear again. And then we've also got an interval timer. Mm-hmm. So that pairs really well with our breakdowns. So if you're one who wants to follow the workout, but you don't want to watch the full video with us, as Dan said before, you can scroll down and just see the breakdowns. And once you know what the breakdown is, you can use the interval timer to complete it, and that again has our voices motivating you to keep going. And then we've also got a period tracker, which we're looking to improve. We've got some really cool improvements coming to at the moment. It is just basically picking up on patterns, so you can put in, you know, when you've got your period. And I'm sure Dan's going to really enjoy this conversation, but your flow and your mood and all that sort of stuff. And so you can always go back and see, you know, when you got it last month or how you were feeling last month to try and pick up on things. Because I personally have gone through polycystic ovaries and I didn't get my period for a year. And so I was really into trying to find out when my period was going to come and how it was going to, I don't know, I wanted to see if it was coming regularly. So for me, it was really useful. And we know a lot of other girls love it. So we are definitely improving that. And then we've also got meditation. So that's cool. Another
part. I talk a lot about that on the podcast. Yeah. I'm a massive fan.
Well, we definitely want to get more into it as well. At the moment, there's only one meditation tape a week, but the girls are loving it.
Yeah.
So we definitely want to include that more because, again, it's not just about exercise and eating to have a healthy life. It's all about your mindset as well. So we find that they're really enjoying that side of it. And then we also have weekly blogs in the planner as well, and they go over different topics. But yeah, I think that's
everything.
I think that's everything. Oh, and yoga and Pilates, that switches. So every second week, it's either yoga or Pilates, on a Sunday. But yeah.
Yeah, and I'll quickly touch on the training side of things. Yes. So as Laura said before, we've got HIIT, which is high intensity interval training. So the whole purpose of that is to try and get your heart rate up as high as possible, let it drop back down and go again. And we keep that full body, so there's plenty of different exercises. And I think one of the things I like most about the fact that you girls actually do it and I'm there doing it is, and I reckon the feedback would probably suggest the same thing, is that I'm actually like coaching the girls as if I was just taking a one-on-one PT.
Absolutely.
So you know exactly what to think about. I'm repeating the same stuff over and over again. So you're going to actually get it engraved in your head. So it's not like you're just watching a video and just guessing how they've done it or just hoping that you're doing it right.
Dan's
like
you'll know.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm also, in your pocket. Yeah. It's funny. I've actually been in the gym a few times and then seen people doing it. I can hear myself talking. I'm like, what is going on? I walk past.
That's the best.
Drop in a cheeky line and say they must have a good trainer. But so we got the interval training. And then we also have strength, which is something that I think a lot of the girls are enjoying. We've actually just switched to a bit more strength stuff.
Yeah.
Have we?
Yes, we have.
Yeah.
It used to be two boxing, two hit, and one strength, and now we've changed that to one boxing, two strength, and two hit, and the girls are loving it.
Yes.
And that's great. And I had a question this morning asking why. So obviously in terms of when I take my clients, a lot of my stuff is based just purely around strength training and also interval training, but the question was why isn't there more of it, or why isn't there more like longer strength training sessions? And I think it's just because we need to keep that variability in there. But if you're following along with the program, there'll definitely be exercises that you may not have tried before, such as we keep big lifts like sumo deadlifts, like Romanian deadlifts, all that stuff in there. So you will learn all the fundamental stuff. And then we kind of give you the tools then to, if you do want to do more strength training, you know exactly how to do each of the exercises properly.
Exactly.
And then the boxing as well, which is a bit of a mix between HIIT and boxing. We don't use a boxing bag or anything like that, because not everyone has access to it.
Exactly.
But shadow boxing, and it's a great way to get your heart rate up and relatively low impact as well. But I think, there's been pretty good feedback on the programs, and they're getting harder.
Yes, good. You made them harder, which is awesome.
But we do also have the option to have like an easier version of pretty much every exercise, a harder version, so you can kind of cater for all levels.
So throughout every video, as well as like technique tips and form and everything, Dan will also give option for people with injury or for people who need a beginner option.
How good. And how much is the program?
It's $19.50 a month, so that's if you pay our month-to-month option. So we always suggest starting on that just to see how you feel and see if you like it and if it's for you. But
you
a lot of the girls,
anytime.
Yeah. So we're not like a gym membership where, you know, you have to move address to have like a reason to change or to quit. You can cancel at any time. And if you cancel before it ticks over the next month, then that's it. That'll just be your only month you're paying for. But we also have the option to do a 3 month or a 12 month. And we found a lot of the girls are choosing to do that because they're loving it being a part of their routine and obviously the amount that they save on it. So our 12 month is over 50% off. So it's $115.
Huge.
Yeah. Huge. $115 for 12 months of kick. And we find that is quite amazing value with what you get.
Work out every day.
How good.
And there's no other programs offering that.
No, we just wanted to make like health and fitness as accessible as possible because we know that not everyone can afford or have access to a PT or a gym membership, and it doesn't mean that they shouldn't be able to train every day and be able to experience it. So Yeah, we just wanted to offer it.
Yeah, and I think that's why also with our app, we've tried to add in those extra features which you would usually download a separate app for, like the timer or the run tracker and the period tracker even. They're all things that other girls would download other apps for.
Have it all in the one place.
All in the one, so.
Yeah.
Spot on. Okay, so I'm going to get to a couple of questions before we, before we wrap it up. I won't hold you girls any longer. Plus, we're doing this podcast in Laura's car. Keep it clean in the studio.
It's getting hot.
It's quite warm in here. We're about to do some bloody Bikram yoga soon. Okay, so I don't know if it is already or not, but when will the Keep It Clean app be available on Android?
Good question. It's actually in beta testing at the moment.
Yeah,
it's
we've got about 100 of the girls testing it. So we got in touch with our community and we thought the best people to test it are the girls who are going to be using it. So we've got 100 of them to try the tester version.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're going to get back to us with all of their feedback and then we'll trial it the final bit after their feedback again ourselves and then we'll launch it. But we are planning to get it done this month. We just don't want to release it until it's perfect.
That's good. I like that.
Thanks, Dan.
Another good question I had. I'm not going to ask many of them because there was a heap. We might save some for another day.
Okay.
But what, girls, what are your tips for coping with stress and just being like really busy in general?
So good question. I think knowing that you can't do everything is the biggest thing that I think both of us have kind of come to terms with. And if you don't put too much pressure on yourself, then you're not as let down. And I think sometimes if you try and do everything, it stresses you out just thinking about doing everything.
It's an overwhelming feeling.
So just getting through what you can each day and making sure that you do take some time for you, even if it's a small time. You might not be able to take an hour every day.
Yeah.
But just doing something for you each day. It might only be 5 minutes, like a walking meditation or something, but just letting yourself calm your mind and doing something that helps you. For me, it's running, but everyone's different.
Everyone's different, yeah.
Yeah, literally. It's just finding that thing where you can kind of switch your mind off. I feel that helps whenever I get into a bit of a stressful situation.
Do either of you have, like, any morning routines or, like, I guess daily rituals that you like to do? Like, I get up in the morning, meditate, do my goals, have coffee, and then go to work. Like, do you have something that you're trying
to do? That's amazing. No, I think for me it's been about not having a set morning routine because, I mean, Steph is more so than me because Steph travels so much and we travel with work. We can't – if you have a set morning routine, I find because I'm such a routine person. And if I can't do it, it stresses me out so much. So I just tend to – I do have a coffee every morning and try and do my workout. That's kind of what I try and do.
Yeah, I'm the same. I prefer working out in the morning. So I try and wake up and make that the first thing that I do. And then, you know, I try and sit down and have breakfast if I can. If I can't, then it'll be a smoothie in the car on the way to work. But I'm the same as Laura. We are always in different spots and traveling and all that sort of stuff. So I can get a little upset or irritated if I feel like I'm out of routine.
Yeah.
So I just try and make my routine super flexible.
Flexible.
And that's just, you know, getting my workouts in at least 5 days a week. But that can be as simple as a walk with Ari, you know, just moving
as long
body.
As you're moving, yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
What are your go-to foods when you are on the road? Like, because you both travel a lot and both have very busy schedules, even if you're not traveling, just busy in general. What are kind of go-to snacks or meals to have on the go?
Would be like one of our Bliss Balls or protein bar or a yogurt, fruit, nuts, almonds.
Yeah.
Veggie sticks and hummus, they're probably my go-to snacks.
All of those, and then probably popcorn, if I'm going to be honest.
Popcorn, yes, popcorn.
Yeah, popcorn's the best on a road trip.
What's your favourite Bliss Ball flavour?
Figgy walnut.
Yeah, yours is that's the only one you can eat. We've got it. That's actually something that we can sneakily let out. We're working on a lot more flavours.
Yes.
Which is really exciting because we're going to try and work out some more flavours that Laura can eat with her allergies.
My favourite product that we have is the Choc Cherry Protein Bar.
Yeah, how good is that?
Oh, so good.
I like the peanut butter Bliss Ball, but that's just because I like
it. I'm allergic to peanuts.
Same. So you don't like the peanut butter one?
So she wouldn't know.
Apart from the new flavours, is there anything else you can tell us about what is coming with Keep It Cleaner in the future?
Well, we're going back to our roots with our products.
Yeah.
That's a hint.
Yeah. Okay. So at the moment we've got quite a range, you know, like obviously kombucha and like sauerkraut and kimchi, that's very different to Bliss Balls and porridge. Yeah, so at the moment we're very spread out, which is great and we definitely want to keep doing that. Yes. But our next lot of products is, as Laura said, a lot more closer to home for us. So that's grocery side of things. We've got something that we can't really say much about it all, but something huge is coming for us, which is a complete new medium for us, which we're really excited about. And as soon as we can talk about it, we will. And then we've got some ideas in the pipeline. I mean, for us, we're just so passionate about continuing to grow Keeper Cleaner. We just, as much as we have already tried to, you know, we've had the book and the groceries, we want to make healthy living as accessible. And yeah, I don't know. It's like we're addicted to being busy at the moment, but I don't know. We can see it going so far. So we're going to really push for that.
That's awesome. All right. A couple more questions, then we'll wrap it up.
Mm-hmm.
You can both answer this one. What's your favorite glutes exercise?
None.
That's not fair. You have to say something.
None.
She really hates everything glute.
A burpee.
No, you'd probably say jump squats, right?
Yeah, jump squats if I have to choose. I'm so sore though because we did squat holds yesterday with Dan, which is my least favorite exercise in the world. And today doing a jump squat, I couldn't even do it.
I noticed, yeah.
Oh, goodness. Steph would say
that's really hard. Hold. I've got a few different because I used to really love doing Pilates for a lot of glute activation stuff. So I do love that. But then if I'm talking like heavy weights, I don't know. You probably know. What do I look like I enjoy the most in our sessions when I come to the
gym? Squat hold. You could hold a squat hold for 10 minutes.
No, I could not. Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
I think I like being challenged.
In the gym because Steph's been coming and doing some strength training with me as well, which is all just basically variations of what we do in this program, but just with different pieces of equipment that we have access to. So I think for you lately, I reckon the sumo and the hip thrust has probably been the two that you've progressed the most on anyway. And that's the one you complain the most about about your glutes. So it must be working.
True.
All right. Lastly, before we wrap things up, what's your favorite style of training? I think we already know the answer to this, but what's your favorite style of training in the program?
Running.
If it wasn't for running.
HIIT.
Which stands for?
High intensity interval training.
Nice. And one more question for you, actually.
Lots of cardio. Yes.
Yeah. What? Whereabouts do you get your jokes?
Oh my God!
From you inspire them.
I inspire them.
Yes.
Yeah. If anyone follows the program, you would know that Laura's narrative on every workout is quite amusing.
But I love Dan's response. He just ignores me now. He used to comment at the start when we didn't know each other so well. You think that you'd have to, and now you're just like, nah.
Let's just ignore it.
Can't deal with this. Steph, what's your favorite out of all the training styles?
Oh, I don't know. I go through stages. Like if you asked me this a year ago, boxing. I would have said boxing.
Yes.
Because I really do love boxing, but I haven't really had much time to focus on boxing. So probably strength.
Oh, how good.
I know. It's weird because if you asked me a year ago, I wouldn't have said that. But I think what I'm loving about strength at the moment is feeling stronger and like seeing that improvement, is pretty cool. I like feeling really strong. So yeah.
Should yeah. Love it. All right, girls. Thanks heaps for coming on the show today. And if anyone has some feedback on the show or if you've enjoyed the episode, please do take a screenshot and post it up on your Instagram story. Tag myself, tag Steph, tag Laura. Keep It Cleaner. If you're a Keep It Cleaner member, we hope you're enjoying the program.
Yeah.
Thanks, awesome. Thanks for having us.
Thanks, girls.
Thank you for having us.
Guys, I'll chat to you in next week's episode.